Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you. Rasulullah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are welcome to your program Like Muhammad with me, Javed Akbari. The Prophet's life is full of stories and full of good examples which we can learn and of course which we can pass on to the later generations. These are examples which are everlasting and which can continuously and constantly teach the future generation. Well, today I'm going to just acquaint you with a story about the Prophet's life, about the Prophet's conduct or lifestyle. It's all about tit for tat. This is the title I have chosen for this session or for this episode. But as we go into further detail, we will understand what it actually means. You know, it is a law of nature that whatever action we take in this world, there is always a reaction. If we do good, we stand to gain a good reward. If we do bad, we should expect a bad outcome ultimately. And of course, there is a famous saying, a famous proverb, which says, what you sow, so shall you reap. We reap whatever we sow. The Quran also says something about the same concept, and there is a verse which says, in ahsantum ahsantum lanfusikum wa in asa'tum falaha. If you do good, you do good to yourselves. And of course, if you do evil, you do evil to yourselves. This is chapter 17 of the Quran, verse 7. One of the companions of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, was very fond of this verse of the Quran. He used to recite it loudly and repeatedly wherever he went. And actually, a Jewish woman who had heard him once wanted to prove him wrong and thus make him unpopular among his people. He wanted to defame him. He wanted to degrade him in public. So she thought of conspiring against him or hatching a plot against him. So one day she prepared some sweets mixed with poison and sent them to him as a present. And when he received them, he went out of the city with them. He did not actually eat the sweets, okay? He kept the sweets with him and, of course, went out of the city. On the way, he met two men who were returning home from a long journey. And they appeared tired and hungry. So he thought of doing them a good turn. He wanted to give the sweets to them. What did he do? He offered them the sweets. Of course, he was not aware that they were secretly mixed with poison. He had no idea whatsoever that the sweets had been poisoned. And of course, no sooner had the two travelers taken the sweets, they died. Let's have a short break, dear brothers and sisters. And of course, we will come back with the continuation of the story.
Wow.
Welcome back. This is Laik Muhammad from IRIB English Radio. We talked about a story about a Jewish woman who mixed some sweets with poison and wanted a companion of the Holy Prophet to eat those sweets. But the companion of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family did not eat them, and he took the sweets out of the city. And on his way, of course, he met with two strangers who were tired and hungry. He wanted to offer them, and of course he offered them the sweets. No sooner the travelers took the sweets, they collapsed and died. Now, the story continues. When the news of their death reached Medina, the city where the Prophet resided, the man was arrested and immediately. He was brought in front of the Prophet and he related what had actually happened. The Jewish woman who had mixed poison with the sweets was also brought to the court of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family. And she was stunned to see the two dead bodies of the travelers there. They in fact turned out to be her own two sons who had gone away on a journey. Now, this Jewish woman admitted her evil intention before the Prophet and all the people present there. She said that she had actually poisoned the sweets and wanted that companion of the Prophet to eat the sweets so that she could defame him and she could prove him wrong in public. But actually the poison she had mixed in the sweets to kill the companion of the Prophet had instead killed her two sons. What a splendid example of a tragic reaction to a bad action, you know. This is a very solid example of a conspiracy, of an evil action, which actually turned the table on that woman. And it shows how one reaps what he sows. You know, there is also a saying, and this is a golden saying. Of course, this saying is also can also be derived from the sayings of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and those of his noble successors, that they say, do as you would be done like, or do as you would like to be done by, you know. And of course, these are words of wisdom from the learned and wise men of the past. And I say that, of course, such sayings and such statements can also be found in our religious literature. And these are statements that have been transmitted from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and his noble family. They teach us, the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family, and also his noble successors, the infallible imams, of course, teach us to do good to others in the same way as we like others to do good to us. In ahsantum, ahsantum lianfusikum. Of course, if you do good deeds to other people, you are actually doing good to yourselves. And when nasatum falaha, and of course, if you are bad, if you are mean, if you are despicable, if you are evil, then you are not only harming others, but you are also harming yourself, because others will also react. They will not, at the end of the day, they will not trust you, they will not confide you, and they will also react in a negative way and affecting your life, and as a result, affecting the entire society, the entire community. And we need to learn a lesson from this story of the Jewish woman who conspired and who hatched a plot against one of the companions of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family. Of course, there are other examples, other stories, which we will get acquainted with, inshallah, in the following episodes. Until then, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did. Be like Muhammad and live like Muhammad and give like Muhammad gave. Shafi'ullah, Habibullah, Nabiullah, Rasulullah, Khalilullah, the friend of Allah, Ya Rasulullah, Rasulullah.